We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented each week by Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. I'm voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. On the other side is Stan Weber, longtime color analyst for Kansas State football and men's basketball. And the Wildcat football team will play for a championship on Saturday. It's 11 a.m. start time at AT&T Stadium in Arlington as the Wildcats meet the unbeaten TCU Horned Frogs in the title game. We'll hit the air at 9 o'clock with the pregame show. K-State got to second place by themselves in the Big 12 on Saturday night with a huge win against Kansas, and we'll put a cap on that one and do a big preview here of TCU on the podcast this week. And thanks so much for joining us. Stan, it's always great when you beat your rival, but to do it under these circumstances with winning at home, senior night, 14 straight against the Jayhawks, and making it to Arlington, Texas, probably doesn't get a whole lot better than that, right?
There's so many things to talk about and so many positives for the K-State Wildcats. Obviously, just talking about playing for a championship, what that opportunity means and how hard it is in the Big 12 to work your way to the top of the conference in any sport, but football being the most important sport, the money-making one, the one that everyone's looking at, to have an opportunity to do that is really special. But when you go back to last week, you got to sort out and appreciate other aspects that you mentioned, Wyatt. First of all, the fans. The weather was not perfect. 7 o'clock kick does not happen very often when K-State is playing KU, and here you were, 7 o'clock at night in Bill Snyder Family Stadium, and it was raining. But what were the K-State fans doing? Sitting in the stands and roaring and staying all game long and being a giant effect in the game. So just the dedication and perseverance, toughness of the K-State fans just started things off in the right way, and the K-State football team played that way as well. Nothing to be taken for granted. When you play your rival, it is a big deal, and it feels so good to be able to say that 14 straight times K-State has been able to beat Kansas, 7 straight times at home. 14 of the last 15 times at home, K-State has found a way to beat KU. And this is a really good Kansas team with a high-level offense. Jalen Daniels, the quarterback, back. So it became a challenge, and K-State was up to the challenge, got off to a lead, controlled the game all game long, showed that they could pass in the second half, that they could run. The defense figured things out, and Kansas only scored 6 points in the second half. So just a fun game to talk about, even though you can't spend a lot of time on it because there's so much in the future for the Wildcats. Getting ready for TCU and a big rematch in AT&T Stadium in Dallas. It's just too much stuff going on, Wyatt, but I want to make sure we appreciate the win over the rival Jayhawks.
Well, it certainly was a terrific win and a cap to a great regular season in so, so many ways. Through the course of a long campaign, you have a lot of things happen, but injuries are part of it as an example. And we look and see what K-State did in terms of their start with Adrian Martinez and with the finish with Will Howard and all points in between. A special year. We saw earlier in the week when all of the Big 12 awards were announced as an example. And we won't go through all of them here, but a lot of people follow this, of course. But Felix Anudike Uzama, the Defensive Player of the Year and the Defensive Lineman of the Year. And how about old Cooper Beebe, the Offensive Lineman of the Year in the Big 12? You have to start there. There were 17 Wildcats that were recognized by the Big 12 this week.
But when you get in those categories and you are considered in those categories to be the best, that is really unique. Congratulations, Cooper Beebe. And Felix Anudike Uzama, a whole other level. I mean, that is every defensive player. So that is a even bigger category. One is amazing, and then to step it on up like Felix did, he won his lineman on the defensive side of the year, but he also is a defensive player of the year in a Big 12 conference. Congratulations to him. His fellow guys working with him like Eli Huggins and Daniel Green and that whole defense. Joe Klannerman, the defensive coordinator, ought to be very proud of this. Chris Kleiman, a defensive guy, so smart on these kind of things. They all deserve a ton of credit for helping Felix Anudike Uzama play at such a high level. Cooper Beebe and his offensive line, they have stuck together, and even though you do have injuries and you definitely have bumps and bruises and strains throughout the year, it's been amazing after an early season victory that these five guys has rolled in and stuck it out, Wyatt, playing almost every down. So Hayden Gillum doing a fine job. Hadley Panzer, Christian Duffy, Cooper Beebe winning this award. And then KT Levinson, a player that maybe doesn't have the recognition but played at a high level, Wyatt, and could be all Big 12 as well. Those five linemen did a fine job as K-State has been scoring a ton of points. And that offensive line has been able to produce in a way that is worth noting. Wyatt, some teams have guys who come off the ball and block in a fantastic way, and they open holes in the running game, and that's a style that can be taught. Other teams, like the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL, are taught very well how to pass protect, how to drop back and keep those guys away from the quarterback, make a good pocket. That is a heck of a skill for an offensive line. And then you look at K-State and you say, well, wait a second. They gain almost exactly the same amount of yards in the running game as they do in the passing game. Now, there's a heck of a compliment, Wyatt, that these guys have the adaptability to both be run road graders and protect the quarterback in the pocket in a way that's not easy to do. It's almost two different skills, if that makes sense. These five offensive linemen deserve a lot of credit. I know they're proud of Cooper Beebe. Congratulations. But a great job by that offensive line all year long, being as adept at running plays as they are as passing plays. Not easy to do for offensive linemen.
Well, it's been such a fine, fine year for everybody associated with Kansas State football. We salute the Wildcats, and I can't wait any longer. I'm going to read a couple of things here, and then we're going to talk about the championship game. From the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. And designed and crafted with exceptional attention to detail, Authentic Brand is our choice for Wildcat game day apparel. Shop their premium selection of sweatshirts, outerwear, caps, and more at authentic-brand.com. Make Authentic Brand your gear of choice. Well, it's also been a hugely special year for the TCU Horned Frogs, Stan. Picked seventh in the conference. They breezed through it, sort of. That's probably the wrong way to say it. But they go 9-0 and 12-0 overall. Right now, they're one of the very best teams in college football, and that is what lies ahead for the Wildcats at 11 a.m. on Saturday in Arlington. What's your initial thought about the rematch between these two? Just curious about that.
Well, in the NFL, I've learned to love the division format where you play each team twice, once at home, you know, Chiefs, Chargers. Really love that. In college football, it takes a little longer for my mind to wrap around that teams have to play each other twice when you're only playing a 13-game schedule. But the way we have it now is a short-term situation, Wyatt. Starting next year, you're going to have 14 teams in the Big 12, and then you get to a championship game, and there's a decent chance that the two teams had never played before. I like it a little bit better like that, and I'm sure TCU does, because TCU not only had to beat K-State and come back from an 18-point deficit against the Wildcats to win. Now they got to prove it all over again, right? Or they're not the Big 12 champions. They went 12-0, 9-0 in conference. But if they lose this game, they're not the Big 12 champion. So a lot of stress on TCU to reprove it. The matchup really sets up well for a number of reasons. Both teams match up well on almost every category. The thing you would say about both teams is they're good at almost everything. Special teams, for instance, you oftentimes see K-State have an advantage. TCU have advantage over their opponents. Well, you match them up, and you got a pretty even battle right there. They both can run and pass the football. Defensively, there's a lot of similarities. And a big thing, I think, Wyatt, that needs to be pointed out in this ball game is that when these two teams match up, it's a unique situation to play in this environment, to play in a game that's a big deal, like a bowl game, at a neutral site with a lot at stake, but do it in a one-day turnaround. So it is not a bowl game. These teams all know how to play in bowl games. It's different than a bowl game. And there's so much at stake with TCU having a chance to play in a college football playoff, K-State to win a Big 12 championship, the first since 2012, or a Big 12 championship game, first since 2003, or first ever in AT&T Stadium. All those things bring a different level of knowledge and experience base needed. And so often we've seen in this conference, Wyatt, where Oklahoma has been there, done that. They know the routine completely. They know how to handle the media, how to go to AT&T Stadium and not be distracted by the big screen, and all of those things. And I have over and over and over, Wyatt, when you ask me, hey, what do you think about that Big 12 championship game in the past? For instance, Iowa State a couple years ago had an 8-1 record in conference, first place. Oklahoma had 7-2, second place. And we talked about the game, and I said, with confidence, I think Oklahoma is going to win the Big 12 championship. And one of the reasons why is they are so comfortable in that environment, and Iowa State is so new to it. And I thought that made a big difference. What we have here that is so much fun, Wyatt, is that both teams are pretty new to it. There's no advantage of Oklahoma does this every year, or an Alabama in the SEC knows how to do this. Both these teams are going to be learning on the run. Then you say, well, TCU is only 20 miles away or so from AT&T Stadium. Don't you think they have an advantage? Well, you can start leaning down that path until you realize that K-State has four times as many students going to school as TCU. They love the Dallas-Fort Worth area and Texas as K-State grads. K-State fans are going to travel. I don't think that's an issue. And, oh, by the way, Wyatt, a giant thing is K-State has played in this stadium. These players play there to start the season before against Stanford in AT&T Stadium. So K-State is going to be very familiar with what they need to be and as familiar as TCU is. No advantage. And then you go on the field and you look for advantages. There's a little pockets where you can talk about. You know, I think the thing that made TCU different than everybody else, Wyatt, is that they have unbelievable speed and explosiveness on the offensive side. And if you want to be a TCU fan or you want to lean the way of saying, I think the Horned Frogs are going to find a way to win again, you have to start with they found a way to win all year. Value that. That's pretty cool that they played a lot of close games and found a way to win. Came back by 17 against Oklahoma State, 18 against K-State. I'll give them all of that. But their speed against the K-State secondary that's had some injuries could be a point of differential. K-State's going to have to hold up and reduce the big plays, Wyatt. If that happens, then you start going around and saying there are tons of places where these two teams are equal. And the team that lost the first game, in a weird way, has a psychological advantage because it just works out when you have teams that are this even. Usually they split when they play twice. There's this little certain motivation. The things that fell through the cracks in the first game for K-State can be cleaned up pretty easily. So I think if you look at TCU's advantage, it's those great wide receivers with Max Duggan looking downfield to throw deep against the K-State secondary that obviously is missing at one of the positions a starter and even a backup that they've had in the past. So not having Cheatham back there or Sincere Mason could be a differential for Texas Christian or TCU, as they like to be called. But when I looked at this game, going into the game, I thought K-State matched up very well with TCU. When they had an 18-point lead, even with Will Howard as quarterback, I wasn't that surprised, Wyatt. I think K-State has a big chance. I think this is a 50-50 game, and that's pretty amazing for K-State. If you believe that, to be able to say that, when TCU is ranked third in the country and is undefeated. But I think K-State is absolutely their equal, Wyatt.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I totally agree with that. And such a big build-up to games like this. And I'm curious as to when you hear Chris Klieman say we've got to do a better job, as an example, against Kendre Miller, stopping him. You know, you hit him at three and he gets six or seven. How do you hold him to three or four? I'll just ask you. Easier said than done?
Yeah, obviously easier said than done. But here's where playing an opponent in the past helps. You know, you could try to simulate or watch tape of, hey, this is what it's going to be like to play against Kendre Miller. And teams do that, and they do it well. But Wyatt, how different is that than when you actually try to tackle him?
Right.
When you've had the physical contact, when you've seen him, and now when you get ready for this game every night, you know, the best players, Wyatt, see the game. They see it in color. They can play it out in their minds. And how much more real and rich and effective can it be for a K-State linebacker or a defensive lineman or safety to kind of play out what TCU does and see Kendre Miller coming at him and going, ah, you know, I played against this great player in high school, Wyatt, and early in the game, I tackled him so perfectly and he kept going. And I realized a little trick of the trade that he did that I've never seen anybody else do. I don't need to go into it, but he spun his shoulder right at the point of contact differently than any player I've ever played against. Okay, so he was good, no doubt about it, but the little trick that he had didn't work the rest of the game. Okay, the next times I got in the positions with him, I adjusted to the little trick that he had with my little trick back at him, and suddenly it was an even battle again. I don't know if that makes sense, but hand placement, shoulders, does he stick his head down? Does he try to kick you in the knee? Does he juke at this point? Those things, those great players have little subtleties that you can only learn about if you're on the field with them. K-State has been on the field with him. And so I do think they have a chance to be better, and he was a difference. And I'll hand it to another guy, Lincoln Riley's little brother, you know, the famous coach at USC, had been at Oklahoma. Garrett Riley's the offensive coordinator at TCU, and when his team got down by 18 points, Wyatt, he did not abandon the running game.
Agreed.
In fact, he leaned on the running game even more and ended with Kendre Miller having 29 carries for 153 yards, two touchdowns, and a critical 40-plus yard run right before the half when they were backed up. I thought that was great coaching. But again, Joe Klanderman now has learned a lot. Like, okay, they don't necessarily pass when teams normally pass. They're willing to run. So I think the K-State Wildcats will be more ready for it. Obviously, you got a couple of players that you hope are back. Khalid Duke, remember, missed part of the game because he had a targeting call. And Daniel Green was not as healthy as he is now, Wyatt. So I think that, you know, get your big boy shoulder pads up. And get your track shoes on. Can you do that? Can you wear big boy shoulder pads and track shoes at the same time? That's why TCU is good. Because right when you want to get physical and say, we're going to stop Kendre Miller running that football, then you got to say, wait a second, what were we talking about just a few minutes ago? The speed with which those receivers run their routes over the middle, it can be just a 15-yard throw, and they can house that thing. So that's why TCU stresses you. That's why they're so good on offense. They can throw and use their speed and run and use their power equally well. And Max Duggan deserves a ton of credit for not even being the starter this year. And Wyatt, he is going to be in high-level consideration when I put my Heisman Trophy vote together next Monday. He is going to be up in the upper level. And I don't know, depending on how he plays and what he does, hopefully I don't move him to number one because that means he probably played great against K-State.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I respect what this kid has done, running, passing, leading, and being a TCU member. It reminds me a lot of what we see with Will Howard, saying, I don't care if you bring Adrian Martinez in. I'm going to get better. I'm going to help Adrian win games. I have no problem. What does K-State need? And then they say, hey, Will, we need you to play at a high level. He steps in and does it. That's exactly what Max Duggan has done for TCU this year. It's pretty cool that these two quarterbacks are going at it, Wyatt, not for just a fun or a competitive game, for a Big 12 championship.
Well, you said it well. A Big 12 title is on the line, purple on purple. Kansas State and TCU Saturday in Arlington. We'll have coverage on the K-State Sports Network starting at 9 a.m., and we're thrilled to bring it to you. That's going to wrap up our Wildcat Weekly podcast today, presented each week by Kansasland Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thank you so much for listening, and go Cats!
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.